one of the clever things also. Let's start with so the first two pages over here from the Teres HaMincha. So the Torah says the mitzvah putting on tefillin. Start from the beginning, I guess. So he had some remozim in the midst of tefillin. Let's take out some lessons from where they're placed. The mouth of the batim, different things which we have about them, which could be symbolized various different ideas. So the Torah commanded that the tefillin should be placed on one's head, which is understood to be the place where a person's seichel lies. Bahaskira, it's also the place where a person has the power of memory. Kachadimian, to be a person to be able to visualize ideas. Makaratzinuva hargoshes, which is also the place where the movement comes. And hargosha comes. Kimin ha-moyach, makar kol hargoshes. Latzinuva, everything comes from the moyach. Shem Shu Yizbarak Makar Kalamitsiyas Buhu Amamidu Mafarnasai Vikahu Hamayakh Ba'adam. So if we look at the binyan of the human being, paralleling a certain sense to how HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets up the Bria, which the Zohar uses that mashal. So the Shekhinah is compared to the makam of the mayach of the person, because that's the source of everything, which then it goes and spreads out through the rest of the body. The Rosh Hashem then sends out the hashpah through all the different levels of the world, etc. K'shem hamshachos hashefa harloch mispashet mimalo lamato shogia lo'olam hashofu shu olam bali hachayim. So it flows from the moyach down to where the lev is. So the pasuk refers to the tefillin that we put on the arm, but it's to lay on the heart, because when your arm is there, that it's basically sitting on the heart. So these words have to go onto your lev. Remember, shiyalim. That they have to be placed in the place where a person has, this is where the life force of the person, the source of life, is the heart pumping. So the tefillin is placed on two places of the person, the place of the seichel, which is guiding and directing, and the place of where the actual life is coming from, the heart, the source of life. The tefillin are placed by those two things. So the al the rosh, it's four separate sections, but in the heart it's one bias which has four sections for parshius. So all of the different hashpahs which come from above all come together as it were in this world. Our parashiyos shabarba abatim shabroish remes the arba machlus shchina the arba chayus amarkava shanishbal arbas mina kachabim hakvuim v'shemesh erech v'shar kach v'leches shanishbal arbas yisodis arba yisodis mishava kol hava v'im arba minim, which is mateches, which means like the ground, tzmachim vegetation balichayim umin ha'anoshim and man. So there's various different elements of four that which it's corresponding to. But they are b'parshiyos munachim al hamayach, but in the head they're placed in four different compartments. Shemeno arba chushim keneged arba parshiyos. Chush ha-ru'us, b'chush ha-shema, b'chush ha-reach, b'chush ha-tima. So the mind is controlling these four different senses. So the correspondence of the four batim, eretzus yotzes nimshachos ad lamata keneged chush hashmishus shu mispashet b'chol aguf, And the fifth type of sense, which is touch, that's merumas and the mitzvahs continuing, as it were, the thrill down to into the body where the mishusha takes place. When it comes to the heart, they become one. How is that? Shtaim ruchnim behem mechush arois mechus Hashem. Kilev roya b'shemeya the sea b'libi ro har bechachma b'adas. So the idea of re'iya is relevant to our hearts. Misat la'vadecha lev shemeya, the concept of hearing is relevant to our heart. Chaim gufnim is chush arech mechus ha'tiima, which those are physical. Kilev shtaim behem lahamid alev amaskuntoi, which that's the process which allows us to absorb food and maintain the body. That's why the tefillin shayad only has one bias. Okay. The last point. The order of the four parshiyos is the first one starts with the words by the Bereshit Moshe, and then we're Kaddish to Kol Bechor. So the basically starts with the idea of making something Kaddish to Kol Bechor. The next parasha is the parasha of Ohayu Ki Biyecho, which are both of those are written at the end of this week's parasha. And then the next parasha in the order of the Torah is the parasha of Shema, which we basically skip all the way to Sefer Devarim, and then the parasha of Vehoyim Shemoyah, which is later on in Sefer Devarim. Shema is in Veschanan, and Vehoyim Shemoyah is in Akim. Okay. Zel Sidran HaKosim B'Torah, that's the order that they're written in the Torah. So Kadosh Yikol B'chor, Rem is all Yisrael, Shekram Hashem Yisborach, Bani B'chor Yisrael. V'kid Shonu L'chvoido V'dilon Amin Ho'amim, the son of their arts, Chemtosa Baharnachlosa. The Bereshit made us designated and unique. So that's what that's been promised to. That will bring us into Eretz Yisrael, which is the place of our because of we've been given that special status, we get to the special place. So the remnants of the first parasha is Kaddishli. We have to make ourselves holy to Kaddish Baruch Hu. Then Hashem Elohim, the Mershul will then bring into Eretz Yisrael. That's the remez, the flow. Zehu Parshas Shnia, which is Vayikviyecha. The Tzarech Man Nosan Lono was Eretz Chayim. Why did we get Eretz Yisrael? Not to have this wonderful Yerusha, but rather to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, b'makabel omachu shemayim. Kabbalenu omachu shemayim. So Parshas Shlishis, Shema Yisrael. He makes it look like so easy, just to, you know, figure out all that connection, but you know, yeah, there's yeah, right now. Now that you wrote it, I see, you know, you see it. So he's seeing a rem is in the order of the parshiyos. Last thing we just saw, seeing a rem is in the fact that the four parshiyos are in separate compartments in the on the head, and they come together as one. Negad olev. He's seeing a rem is the fact that the tefillin are placed corresponding to the place where the seichel dwells in the person. And it corresponds to the place where the life force dwells in the person. He sees the idea of the hashpo going from above down into the body, and that's the process of the ritzuas. He sees remozim in the number four, multiple remozim in the number four. Yeah. So those are nice for Moslem. So Shaz, what do we do with them? So I'm gonna skip the next piece for now. Come back to that, maybe. So tour. So I guess on page 5, if you want to look at it like that. So the Torah says, which is about almost the last 8 lines. The Torah is the one in the middle. That's the lines of the Torah. When a person puts on tefillin, he has to have the following in mind. Now, we know there's a concept of Mitzvah Sichas Kavana. We'll collect the more whether Mitzvah Sichas Kavana or not, then we pass him Mitzvah Sichas Kavana. When a person does a mitzvah, to fulfill the mitzvah, a person has to be doing it with intent. He wants to do it for the mitzvah purposes. The person takes a shofar and decides he loves the sound of the shofar. It's just so exciting. He blows the sound of a shofar, not the shame mitzvah shofar. He's not yoritzah. Because he did the mitzvah without kavana. So that's a given. Well, but here he's saying that there's another element of kavana a person has to have when he puts on tefillin, which the question is, how do we know that he's mechuyev to do that? Where does that come from? So the Bach over here just says, "Ayn le'el b'chlusitzes simches etzol b'chaven b'hat yivis atzvei." So he has a parallel thought back in Chlusitzes, and the Bach says over here, "Take a look over there." Now, I didn't put the "over there" in the packet, but the "over there" is the following. The Bach points out that unique in the mitzvah of the Torah uses the language of in order that, in regards to a mitzvah, 3 times in the Torah. It says, where it is the mantiskru vasisemus kol mitzvah, so in order that you will remember and do the mitzvahs. So the Torah is saying that the purpose of sitzes is this: sit in the sukkahs, naman yeidu devisechem, in order that the generations. Few generations will know. And here it says, "The mantiyat teres Hashem b'fichlo." Put on tefillin. The mantiyat teres Hashem b'fichlo. So there's 3 places in the Torah where the Torah says that the mitzvah has a purpose, which the Rishonim are now going to understand. That means that therefore you have to think in mind when you do the mitzvah that that's what you're doing it for, because the Torah defined what it's for. So a person puts on tzitzis and doesn't think that tzitzis are reminding him of all the mitzvahs, he missed the point of tzitzis. So he has to have that in mind. A person sits in the sukkah and doesn't think about, the Rosh Hashanah said, sit in the sukkah, it's in order that you should remember. Well, I don't know, I sat in the sukkah and I just pushed it and decided not to think about it. Okay, it's very nice, but that wasn't the point. The point was sit in the sukkah to remember. So are you here to bidi evit? Halacha discourse over here for a second. So Mr. Burr says yes. What?
They are 3, that's the same.
He pointed out by sukkah, and he pointed out again by sitzes. He doesn't talk about it by tefillin. But I'm assuming it would be the same. The Bikur Yaakov in Hilchos Sukkah argues and says that that's not true. That this is Ma'akeh Bedi Yevet. So a person was sitting in the sukkah, L'shei mitzvah, and not think about the idea that Rosh Hashanah gave us some type of protection when we left Mitzrayim, whether it was Sukkah's Mamish or it meant an Aliyah Kovod. He's not Yotzei Mitzvah, according to the Bikur Yaakov.
Right. So you mean to think not just
that you're
doing a mitzvah, but why?
I'm thinking the mitzvah, I'm doing the mitzvah, right? The Rosh Hashanah said to sit in the sukkah.
Right.
Why?
That's not enough.
It's not according to Mishnah Berurah Bidi Yevet, it's enough. According to Bikur Yaakov, Bidi Yevet, But yeah, but it's not enough by that mitzvah, because it's not enough. Over here, the Torah said what the purpose is. The purpose is in order that you should know. Well, if you sit in the sukkah, you didn't know, you didn't accomplish the purpose. So it's very nice, you know, but you're not going to get Tzchar and Shemayim. You know, maybe get something, you know. So I would have to assume that he holds the same thing is true by tzitzis and tefillin as well. So that's pretty heavy, right? You have to have this kavana. This is not the regular din of kavana. So what is this din of kavana? Just see, one and welcome. The Bereshim commanded us to take these four parashiyos. Sheyesh bem yichud shmoy b'tzis mitzrayim. They remind us of yichud Hashem and b'tzis mitzrayim. Put those, take those tefillin, al azroyah keneged alev, al arosh keneged amoyach. The purpose of taking the tefillin, which represents this idea, is that you should have the yichud Hashem and b'tzis mitzrayim on your heart and on your moyach. Which would the Kadesha Nizkri, you see, it's time, Al Yaday Nisim, and he flows, Shosimono, Shemorim Al Yehudai, Shu Yachid, Vilama. So we remember all of the stories, which that was the source of teaching us in Hashem, the Yichud of Hashem, that Vashela, Hamkal, Hamshela, Vayadim Tathim, Masses, Mekitsunar, that he has total dominion over everything at all levels of the creation to do with it, whatever he sees fit. So, according to the tour, that's part of the kavanah you have to have when you put on tefillin. Now, how does he see it in the pasuk? So, by tefillin, it says, "Aman tiyat taras Hashem b'ficho." Right? So, the Bereshit said, put on the tefillin in order that it should be, the taras Hashem should be b'ficho. So, I think the Rishonim are understanding taras Hashem doesn't mean kol terkula. It means the Taras Hashem, which is contained in the parshiyos of the tefillin. So what are the lessons of the parshiyos and the tefillin? So the lesson of Kaddish Li, the lesson of Kaddish Yikol Bechor, is that the Bechorim were killed, our Bechorim were saved, we left Mitzrayim, and we now owe the Kaddish Baruch Hu to be, right? That is the message of that parsha. The message of the parsha is Yitzias Mitzrayim. The parsha of Shema is the Yichud of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The parsha of Vayim Shemoya is that we should take that and be meshaber ourselves to do it. So the parsha is what the Torah gave that you're supposed to put in the tefillin. You should have the mantias Taras Hashem b'ficha means order that those words of these parshas should be b'ficha, not just put on your boxes in your head, but it should be a lesson for you. So the Torah translates that into Lamaisa, that a person would think about, they have the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they have Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that corresponds to the Moyach that we should remember, and the Lev, which is, it's the source of the actual actions are done through the Lev. And he has been kach mshal ba yirim matatani moses ben kitzonai.
The idea of being mishuv ourselves to the mitzvos. Are we saying that through the keneged halev?
I think so. So the language which we say in the siddur. So you know, there's a famous discussion about the hini muchans, whether you're supposed to say them or not. Show me the hini muchans. So before certain mitzvahs, there is this language of that the Shem Yichud Kuchabrichu Shkinte Hine Mechavein, the Shem Yichud Kuchabrichu Shkinte Hine Misatev. I mentioned it has it before benching, right? Hine Mechavein Mazumon, Hine Mechavein Mazumon. No. Right? So some people say before Sirius Omer at night time. So I'm not sure exactly who decided which mitzvahs get to the Hini Mukham Zuman or not. And Shemichu Kushabrichu. Right. So there's a lot going on in these paragraphs. Is really an idea of Mitzvah Shechus Kavana. I'm doing it because the Bereshit commanded me to do this, not because I happen to like counting numbers. I'm doing it because the Bereshit commanded me to do it. I'm doing the Shem Mitzvah. That's fine. Nobody disagrees with that. The Shem Yichud Kuchabrichu, The source for this is the Kabbalistic concept of that the Bershom has the different parts of Hashem's name represent different midas and hagas that he has. And I'm going to do this mitzvah with such kavana, it's going to bring together all of the different parts of Bershom's and hagas, bring it together into one unit. So Nadi Behuda was very hesitant about that. He says, you know, that's quite a, you know, these type of things, if you don't know what you're doing and you're making statements about what you're going to do with them, etc., and you don't know what you're doing, usually these things end up being worse off than where you were before you started. So it's better not to say it. So that just, it's referring to that introductory pair, you know, sentence. The Shem Yichud Kuchabrichu Ushkinte. And then a hey with the vav and the hey, yichud shalim, b'shem kol Yisrael. He nivuch mazum lekayim tzuzei shal sfer zayim. So now, according to the Yehuda, if you want to start from he nivuch mazum, not the first part about connecting different parts. You know, just stay away from that. So that was very controversial. So by the chassidim, they definitely say these things. So by tefillin. So it starts off, the paragraph starts off with the Shem Yichud Kuchu Brichu Shkinte, the same thing. Then it says, Hini Mechama Nochus Tefillin, and it goes to the following list, the Kaim Mitzvah Bari, putting on Tefillin in order to Mechaim the Mitzvah. She says, you want to Honiach Tefillin, he said, put on Tefillin, and brings the quote from the Pesukim. Right, here in the Parashas Elo, there's four Parashas in the Tefillin, which are Shema, Bahim, Shemua. She says, from Yichudo, Vachdusi Yisborach, Shemoy, that they recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Yichud and Achdus. And they remind us of the Nisim Bershom did. The Bershom is the all-powerful one in every part of the levels of the world, the above and the below. Do whatever he wants. We have not seen that language yet. But she never leave. So that we will by wearing the tefillin on the lave, we're going to make a commitment that our time of Shabbos will be meshubet to Kadosh Baruch Hu, which they're normally found in the lave. And all of the different senses, etc. So what I'm saying is that part of the paragraph is not extra credit. That's not much what we're saying. That's the kind of person supposed to have when he puts on the tefillin. So tzitz is the paragraph is extra credit, right? It doesn't mention in the paragraph anything about the idea of the mantis gubis semis komet suisoi. Rebbe and his sitter has an extra line. Like after this whole thing is that I'm also mechaben that remembering all of the Shem's mitzvahs, which is like very nice, but that's not the standard paragraph. But over here, the standard paragraph starts up with the Shem Yuchud, but that's debatable. But the next Hini Mechaven is mamash the language of the, it's almost verbatim the language of the Torah. And the Shulchan Aruch also is the language is a little more even more direct, etc. So a person really has to have these thoughts in mind when he puts on tefillin. I think the point is not so much to like read, say the words. The point is to have the thought. That's even harder, right? You're not into the thought process too well. Right? So that's one point. And it could be this is a ma'akev. According to the Bikur Yaakov, this would be ma'akev. So a person would put on tefillin, and even say all the words. If he's not really thinking about it, is that really taka recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu's achdus and the Bershom took it out of Mitzrayim, and we're going to Shabbat ourselves to serve him? We're not thinking, tefillin is not doing that for us. So then we're not yirtzu, according to Bikur Yaakov. It's a little bit scary. There's a more shon about kakaftel the monach tefillin. A head which has never worn tefillin. So the work continues and says that what happens to him in Gehenna, etc. Okay? So, according to this Bikur Yaakov, I imagine there's many people who never wore tefillin. Because they never had this kavanah. So, There's a siddur called Siddur HaTfilin, something of that sort. So it's a whole fat siddur that I picked up once, like a lot of copies they used to give as bar mitzvah presents. So in that siddur, on the top of every page, it has this thought process that you have to have in mind. In between the banner over the top of the two pages, it covers everything you had to think about. So in every single page, it's reminding you of the Baruch Hashem Yochid and Echad, and the Baruch Hashem did Mitzrayim, took out Mitzrayim, and we should Shabbos our Makshoyim, then the Shabbos in the Moyach, and the Tivus in the Lave, the whole thing, you know, basically, not the whole thing, but a lot of it is in every single page. But again, you ended up, you know, scanning the words and not really thinking about the message. That's not the point. I see the Rambam, next page. Kedushas tefillin, kedushasan gedoyla hi. It's a tremendously holy thing, tefillin. She calls man, she tefillin b'roshay, shalodim. Val zroyoi. Person's wearing tefillin on his head and on his arm. Hu onov v'yarishamayim. So it generates in the person a kedusha to the point that he feels like an onov, and he has Yerushalayim. Ve'enom nimshach b'schoik u'b'sichah b'telach. He doesn't feel drawn to these wasteful things. Ve'enom mahar b'machshav b'sroos. He doesn't think about inappropriate thoughts. Amafana liboy b'dvivrei ha'emes etzedek. He spends the day, he's wearing tefillin, thinking about the words of emes, the concepts of emes. If it's possible, a person should wear tefillin the whole day. There's another next word on the page. Oh, tefillin. Okay, so everyone's going to copy the whole page, like one word. You know, that much I can, you know, but all two words. Oh, tefillin, yeah. Right, so... if this is what tefillin does to you, there's a certain spiritual power in the tefillin that when you wear it, you become an onav of Yerush Shemayim. We would like you to wear it longer than the day. So by the end of the day, you attack Aaron onav. And then you're okay, but I wear tefillin the whole day. right? So hopefully that's not, you know, not going to happen, right? It's a ma'aseh b'sos halanter that... but Alter Slobodka. That there was a Talmud, and the results brings down the really bad, that Erev Shabbos by Chatzos, you should finish all your malacha. And for the second half of the day of Erev Shabbos, you should be sitting there just being mitzapa, anticipating the Shabbos coming. So there's a maisa with the bachur in the mirror who started, you know, getting ready for Shabbos much earlier than everybody else, and etc. So the Alter, who was a tremendous pikeach, understanding people's thought processes, so he calls him and he says, you know, all of the scarf that you got for this idea of early Shabbos, you lost because you're looking down your nose at everybody else that they're not as firm as you because they're getting ready for Shabbos much later. Like, it was like, boom, you know. Well, that was the end of that, right? So the person wears tefillin the whole day and he thinks he's such a holy man because we're tefillin the whole day. We're back to square one. But hopefully he doesn't do that. But the Rambam says that there's a certain school, there's a certain spiritual power in the tefillin that it tends to elevate you, whether you're like thinking about it or not. It just tends to affect you in this positive way that makes you into onav Yerush Shemayim. So
only if you put on the tefillin like the before you act.
So he doesn't, you know, he doesn't mention all of these different things, but I just was interesting. The loss of, you know, Yerush Shemayim, I sort of get. Excuse me, I have to stand up. Yerush Shemayim, I get. Right? The tefillin act as the symbol of our avdus of Kodesh Baruch Hu, so that creates a Yerush Shemayim. So the Nevus, I think, corresponds with the Yisias Mitzrayim, corresponds to the Yichon Achnas of Kodesh Baruch Hu. I mean, not so great if the version was the Yachid and the Echad, because I don't really exist. Right. As much as I exist, I only exist because the Rosh Hashanah made me, and the Rosh Hashanah therefore made me the way I am. So, like, which part of me am I actually being Balgaib about? And the Rosh Hashanah made the guy next to me. So, like, I'm better than the guy next to me. Like, and we both have the same manufacturer. Right? So, and he happened to like different styles, so one's not better than the other. So maybe that's a nevus. I'm overstating it a little bit, but tremendous thing that the Petula Hamamish have that power. Now there's a last piece over here. So he says, the fascinating thing, this is a piece from Sadek.
Okay.
So, Ayin Ches. Okay. Nearly the mushroom is Ervin, the Michal Bashol, Hinichat Tfilin. The Michal Bashol wore Tfilin. So Hoya Akra Oysen Maisa, that she was upset with David, that David was dancing in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu, with all of his strength, and she felt that he was being revealing parts of his body was beneath the dignity of the king. David called her, said to her that she said was wrong. So after she had done this, she realized that she was wrong. She knew Shabbat lo agadei chemles shol al agag. Who seriously Israel? We wrote minik and amigad shol yinichol lahayli. Kvashah also Shmuel. About in the scholars shows cheshek hashorah shu cheshek the Israel. Okay, so by Yedei Zehinicha Tefillin. So there was a sin over here in her part. He says the element of the sin over here was that it created an element of multiple generations, shawl through whose actions of the. Maintaining Agag and allowing Agag to have children, he set in motion the in perpetuity with the Zera Molech, which should not have been like that. So she realized that was the root of her problem. So therefore she felt the need to put on tefillin. So that reaffirms this idea that Klal Yisrael is connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like it says, "Ro kol mayaretz kishem Hashem nikra lecha el tefillin shebarosh." So there's something unique about Klal Yisrael. The Baruch Hu tefillin says me kamchi. So gaichad boritz, the language of praise for Klal Yisrael. So tefillin acts as this sort of like connection. So that's how the Moor says when they see the Klal Yisrael wearing tefillin, they see a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence, and that they have awe. Shema Mavdilim Ben Yisrael La'amim Umarim Hiskashes the Yisrael Shein Nitzu Klal Sheyev Shalhem Liyos Ka'amim Klal Be'emes. The Klal Yisrael cannot function like the other nations. We function through our connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So tefillin represent that. So she felt she needed to have this reminder that, you know, her father had been the one which created an eternity, as it were, for Amalek, which only Klal Yisrael deserves to have that eternity. She messed up that message. So she wants to wear tefillin, which that's part of the message, that there's this eternal bond to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is unique. It's going to maintain us, etc. Then he says, so Klal Yisrael also referred to as a very stubborn necked, stiff necked people, right? So it's about the concept of not being nispal is an expression of Azus. Right? That an Oz, you know, is not scared of something bigger than him. I'm not in this ball. So the kashrus erev represents this idea of not reacting, not accepting the message, not being the spoil, not having any awe for what's happening. So the Amalek did that. They came and they weren't any spoil at all from what Kadosh Baruch Hu was doing, right? And we're saying that Klal Yisrael is Kshei Erev the same way, right? I mean, not any spoil from what Kadosh Baruch Hu was doing. They both are like Azim. So there's a difference. That the kashas is rak ba'erev shu acharei adam. It's the stiff-necked people with the necks behind your back. It's in the back of the person. Whereas we talk about an az panim is a person whose az is visible in his face. Chrysler didn't have az panim that was visible in their face. It was only the acharei adam. V'fleim kol yireim yakiru means that inside the panemius of the person where the face represents the window into what's going inside the person, inside there things are good. It's healthy. Kamoshamer vecha rabosi domi apech li de Yehuda daisa. See, he met Masechtas Chagiga came to be a man who learned the Masechta multiple times, hundreds of times. So when he was nifter, he was all by himself. So she came and requested that they take care of him. So they said that your face looked like a face of, you know, this burning face of this Malach of the Gemara seemed to be like a Jew, which means the Jew in Panemius of the face, which is that is was still very, was good. Etc. And it goes through that we had the meter type of Bush, etc. So what's the problem? We're not complete. This element is so there from the, as it were, in the back, the face is front. The face, which is the main window into what's going on inside the side, is good. We can't say there isn't something in the back over there which is problematic still. But by the Umasar element, it's the opposite. It says, and that's why we put on tefillin, the tefillin have to be placed, the kesher of the tefillin is placed by the Arif. Because the point is to take this panemius of the Shorosh, which we have, and the mashpia through, as it were, to the back. And that's where the kesher is. There is it's found there on the Arif to be a hashpah over there.
To like weaken the
Arif. I mean, he's saying it, you know, in Kabbalistic school, but it was something along those lines. But I think the remez of it is, like, it's not enough to just fill in where they are. That's where the moyach is, etc. That's going to transfer back to the base of the brainstem, which that's where the kesher is, which means taking everything and turning into the how it's not going to be mashpia into the goof. So you have to mashpia from the tefillin into that point. So Klal Yisrael, you know, the inner world, what's going on inside the person, they're fine. They react sometimes incorrectly. So that we see that would be like the message from the cerebrum, where Klal Yisrael's higher cognition is correct and understanding, and they're acting properly, they're thinking properly, to the place where it's going to be translated going into the goof and being expressed, needs a little bit of correction. So we're given this mitzvah where we put the tefillin on the arif. That was the point that he says, which I think. Malkum kesher shalton hum neged a moyer hadas. So ikshus the umas oilem yadim rebbeinu miskabel nim. Right now the umas oilem have something almost similar. There's a concept of yadim rebbeinu miskabel nim. Right, so it means he knows over here what's right, but he's intending over here to say, but I'm going to act differently. I'm going to act as I see fit. So that's where you put the kesher. Which, okay, in Yisrael, akshusim hu limser nafshan l'Hashem yisporach, well, zeh heim ke'eben ke'esh, shemayim rabin l'yukhul kabus hazabah. And that's where we found the way to take the stubbornness and give up our lives al Kiddush Hashem, where we found a way to take that stubbornness and use it in a positive expression, not in a negative expression. I just thought it was a beautiful thought. All right, let's hold it here. The piece that I skipped was the Ramban at the end of the parsha. It starts out talking about tefillin. Eventually, he goes from tefillin to Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then if he goes from Yetzias Mitzrayim into tefillah, that the purpose of the mitzvahs is this kasher that we have to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the fact we have multiple mitzvahs, which are Yetzias Mitzrayim, is not a kasher. Because there are many, we need all of that to sort of like bring us into that focus. That's the point that he talks about over there.